This is episode 14 of Games and More Entertainment Radio.
Wait a minute, I thought you said, wait, no, 13, right?
14.
I don't get it.
We'd be skipping 13. That's some bad luck.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah, huh.
Yeah, well, you know, that like hotels and stuff, they don't have a room 13, you know, like 113, 213.
Right.
They don't have a 13th floor.
Exactly, right? That's just, we're going straight to 14. That's just bad luck. All right, this is C4.
This is Hooks.
This is Wolf.
In the hizzy, back from China.
Can you hear me?
So...
He's like, goes
and edit so much with you guys.
Oh, there's so many things going on in China. SARS, the big news. You know, everybody knows what's going on, but the media made it real bad. It was not bad in China. You know, when I was in the situation, I don't really give a fuck. I still party like crazy. And I went to those electronic stores, and there's a few things, you know, I got in mind, but I didn't pick up.
Yeah, you forgot all kinds of good shit.
I should have picked up a Japanese version of Final Fantasy
X-2. Yeah, that would have been awesome, dude.
Yeah,
it's not something I don't think you're going to have to read too much. You could just kind of like play through, you know?
No, I don't know. It's a Final Fantasy. It's a role-playing game, so you got to know where you're going and stuff.
But what's the difference between the Chinese version and the American version?
The Chinese one is a pirate ripoff of the Japanese version, and none of us can read or speak Japanese.
Right, but are the levels all the same?
Yeah.
It's just in a different language.
Yeah.
So, what's the big deal?
But you have to read, you know, when you play RPG.
Because you don't know where you're going.
Oh, because it's in a different language.
It's in Japanese, yeah.
But haven't you played the other game in English enough to...
No, this one's not out in here yet. It's not out in
here yet.
And those, about those mod chips for PS2 and the Xbox, and the guy told me won't work in the U.S. version.
Yeah, they're...
Of our machines. Like, so... Yeah. What we're going to do, he's going to do a special. He gave me his phone number, and he gave me what's real cool is he gave me a special tour to his workshop, show me how to solder it on and stuff.
And this guy's like a fucking master at that shit, huh?
He's a man. He will get one thing done like less than 10 minutes, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he also does a backlight for a PlayStation, Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
The backline, he can install the, you know, if you buy stuff from him, he will install it for you for free. All you need to pay is the parts.
Nice.
Yeah, he gave me a little tour to his shop, and he told me next time when I go back to China and ask me bring my PlayStation or Xbox, he will special order a chip for me and put it in for me for free.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But okay, you're not leaving for China for like another year though, right?
Hope hopefully sooner than that.
Yeah, a little bit, maybe 6-8 months.
We'll come back with a beautiful woman.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to go with you, though.
No, make okay, sure. So here's the deal. You're going to go over there, get married, and then come back with her?
No, he's going to go over there, bring her back so that she can get married over here, and they can she can be an American citizen.
What day is this, dude?
Hmm?
You're going to invite me to
you
the
You don't
wedding?
Know what day it is?
I don't know, but we're going to be in Vegas, so if you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there for the next 3-4 years.
Yeah, okay. So you're all set there. Anything else about China you wanted to...
And the Soul Calibur 2, I saw that too for a PS2, and I didn't pick it up.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
I don't know. I mean, huge mind block. Wow. Trust me, man.
See, that's why I'm going next time. Quality control.
Yeah.
Because hopefully we'll still be doing the show in a year or whenever we go, and then hopefully we can talk about all this crazy shit that... You forgot to bring back this time.
I know. And the other big game is Onimusha 3.
They had that out over there? That's out over here, yeah. Right?
No, it's not out yet here. But yeah, I saw the preview couple days ago. Then came up in my mind like that. Uh-huh. Oh, no. Got Neon Reno in there. Got his face looks so good.
Yeah.
He's a modern guy, you know.
Leon, the guy from The Professional, from Leon.
Right.
Have you ever seen that? Yeah.
Isn't that awesome. Mission Possible?
Yeah, that looks pretty cool. That looks really
He's in
cool.
there. Looks awesome, man.
Damn. See, I'll be going along for quality control then next time. Making sure you come back with the goods. You bring back, what'd you bring back? Like 3 Chinese pirate Game Boy Advance games.
Yeah, they're cheap. Like cost about, it's less than $5 each.
$5, what'd you get?
I got...
Super Mario Kart Super Circuit,
Golden Sun 2.
Oh yeah, which you bought again today in English.
Yeah. Well, I thought, you know, when Get Back's not out yet, so I can sell on eBay for a high price.
Yeah.
But, you know, I lost track of time.
Yeah.
Because of jet lag.
Dude, have you ever told these people what your eBay name is so they can buy shit from you?
Nah, they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care?
Okay, anyway, check it out. We'll, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go on with anything else about China.
That's about it.
Yeah, because we covered a lot on the shows. We tried to get you on. That was awesome, I thought. That was pretty cool. Anyway, we did get some emails this week, too. We had some really cool ones, too. Check this out. Okay, episode 12, which was the last one, with Stank Dog and I talking about the old school games, right? Well, we should have gone like 5 hours, I swear to God. We could have talked about so many games. We just didn't have enough time for it all, and Stank was real tired. He had to go to sleep, and, you know, he's in a different time zone, so it was kind of late where he was, so... But, you know, we did all right, I thought, you know, getting as much as we could in there. But check this email out I got this morning from Kuroishi. Okay, anyway, it says, I've been a long-time listener of Radio Freak America and starting to branch into other internet radio shows. The first episode of Gamer that I listened to was 12. Great job, Stank Dog. I rarely have good dreams, and when I do, I rarely remember them. But damn, you guys had me dreaming about the old Apogee games and NetHack. That damn dog kept getting in my way and ultimately led to my death against the big D. That was like the dragon. There was no graphics, right? You just like this huge D would come on the screen like a capital D, and that was a dragon, right? My applause, and Gamer has a new loyal listener. And also he says Rogue was the original game of that. NetHack came later. We were trying to figure that out during the show and couldn't remember. That was Kuroishi. And that was pretty awesome, though. You know, I mean, that guy like had a fat dream because he was thinking about all these old games and stuff, you know, and all I wanted to do at the end of that day was sit there and play those old games and stuff, but, you know, I ended up playing Final Fantasy 1 instead some more.
It does bring back some good memories.
Yeah, it does. Back when the golden age of gaming, as far as I'm concerned. Right?
Golden age.
Let's see, and then another email. Let's see, I got 2 more here. Yeah, one from Modem Tuh, and it's when you and Stank Dog were talking about Wolf 3D and all that, the one game you could remember was Spear of Destiny. That wasn't the game, but do you remember Spear of Destiny? I think Wolf played it. It was the sequel, the Castle Wolfenstein, or Wolfenstein 3D, I guess?
I think so.
Yeah, remember? I never had the whole
right,
thing.
So we downloaded from BBS.
Yeah, well,
I think so.
I couldn't remember it either at first. I was like, damn, is that the game? But I think the game that we were thinking of was Catacombs 3D. Didn't that come out before Wolfenstein? I think it did. Catacombs 3D. We didn't play it, and I
can be because
it.
Of Wolf in 3D.
I don't think it was the first. Anyway, I didn't think it was the first. So it was pretty cool, though. He was because we were talking about hiding games in class. Remember Mr. Jackson? How we'd sit there and play Doom?
Oh yeah,
shit?
Look at A plus in his class.
Well, we taught the damn class. Oh. But remember when we'd sit there and we're playing Doom, and it's like you're trying to sit there and be all quiet and not look like you're playing games in class, and you're like squirming in your chair and sweating.
A player?
And
was that A player or four player?
Four player. Yeah. Right.
Two networks gone.
He has experiences too. Like it was pretty cool. He was totally related with what you guys were saying about hiding Doom from the teacher in your computer class. Right now I'm taking a C++ class, and the teacher has no clue what she's talking about. So I finish my work in like 15 minutes and spend the rest of the class playing games. That's awesome. He's got, you know, I guess they have a foolproof installed on the computers, which I guess allows, you know, keeps you from running non-whatever they want, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow.
And stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, it's easy to get around. He just renames, you know, the VXEs to something like WinWord and, you know, Notepad and shit like that, right?
Anyone with little DOS space.
Huh?
Anyone with any DOS knowledge will get
any kind of operating system. Yeah. You figure it right out. Yeah, that was pretty cool though. But so that was cool. And then I got an email from Vert. This was actually a while ago, like 6 days ago or something. I totally haven't had a chance to check it out, but I did today. And it's this thing. It's kind of funny. It's called Progress Quest. It's progresquest.com, and it's like from, I fired it up, and all it does, have you ever seen that SETI thing, the SETI thing that runs on your computer that searches for aliens, and there's like the SARS one they have on the computer where it like, and all those little clients you run on your machine that download stuff from like a university or wherever, and they try to crack some codes on it or whatever, like the RC5 thing like that, where it's called distributed computing, where they take like everybody's computer that wants to run this thing, mm-hmm. and whenever you're not using your computer, it just burns up cycles, right?
Right.
And then it sends off the information to wherever. And the idea is to, you know, speed up like solving diseases and shit, and, you know, searching for aliens and stuff like that, right? Well, this thing, you don't play it. From what I saw, like, I messed with it for a while, and it's still running in my house, so I started getting into it. You don't play this game. It plays itself, and you just kind of watch. And there's, like, not graphics and stuff. It almost looks like a Dungeons & Dragons character sheet, right? It just, like, shows your guy his name, his level, his class, his race, all his equipment, and then it has, like, a list of quests and shit. And the game just runs, and at the bottom it tells you what's going on. Yeah, it's like, I was sitting there for a while, and I was like, this is pretty weird. It's like this game, and there's all these people playing, and it's like 300K. I mean, it took me a second to download, and I couldn't figure it out. I fired up, and at the bottom, like, you're reading it, and it says, like, you know, it's like, you know, you're like, some kind of story, and it's just, like, one line at a time, and you're reading it, and then you realize that, like, all of a sudden, it's like, you know, blah, 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 so you go off out in search of whatever, and you're off in the woods, and it's like you're killing monsters and
cool,
shit.
Cool, that's cool.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So, I don't know, I could see me leaving it running for days, and there's, like, all these classes and all these races and characters.
What's the point, though?
It's just fun. Like, I mean, it's like playing a game, but not having to, like, you know, actually
be there the whole time.
Yeah. It's like the perfect game, almost.
It's like cheating, you know, EverQuest was a bot.
Yeah, a lot like that, except for there's, like, no, I don't know if there's graphics for it that you can download, like, a side thing for it. I don't think so. I mean, it's just, like, this little dialogue box that sits there and tells you what's going on. It's actually kind of cool, and I'm really looking forward to, like, going home and, like, figuring out where my guy is and shit, you know? Wearing little C4's adventures and see what's going on.
What's up, yeah.
It was pretty neat, though. I mean, it's entertaining, at least, you know? I mean, shit. Uh-oh, the ghetto bird's flying by.
The Southwest.
Hey, cover, man, nah, don't worry about clothes on my neck.
Easy there, killer. Easy.
All hot air, I'm blowing around.
Wang smoker.
So, okay, check this out. I've got a cool magazine here called Game State. I don't know if a lot of people have heard of it. It's brand new. This is the second issue they sent me. This is the summer 2003 issue. And it's free from what I can tell. If I knew what the damn website for it was, I'd give it out. But maybe I'll have it up there on the show notes or something. It's kind of a cool magazine. It's more about, like, it's kind of like an insider thing on the industry itself, more than like a game magazine where you'd read about like the latest games and shit like that, you know? But they've got something in here that I thought was really cool. They have the best games ever versus the best selling games ever. So, any takers? And I'm guessing what the best games, as far as they say, what do they think the best games of all time are?
Best game.
Best game?
Best, like, game of all time.
Singular?
Any system? Anything. Yeah, one game, just the number one.
Mario.
Mario? What do you think, Hooks? Taking too long. According to them...
Zelda.
Zelda. Okay, but check it out. They did say Zelda was the best game of all time.
No way.
But it's not the original one. Now, that's what my answer was. Zelda for the Nintendo. I think it's hands down the best game of all time, right?
Exactly, yeah.
They gave it to the Ocarina of Time, the one for the Nintendo 64, the first one that came out for that. Which, I mean, it was a great game, and it was pretty amazing. You know, I don't think it's the greatest of all time. That's a little bit far to go. According to them, I guess these are units sold. It says 6 million units sold. So, and that's not that much, because you go down the line, they give number 2 to Halo.
Whoa.
Second best game of all time. They give Halo.
That's weak.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty lame. Right. Number 3, they gave to Metroid Prime.
Never played it.
Well, that's actually a pretty cool game. It's really good. I don't think it deserves the best game of all time.
Contra's a lot better than
Metroid. Like, the first one, or, yeah, Contra's pretty fat. Super Mario 64 came in at number 4.
Wow.
Well, that was like one of the best games of all time. Most definitely, yeah. I have to agree with number 5 too, Tetris.
Tetris,
but that's a universal fun game.
Tetris, 32 million copies of the Game Boy Tetris sold.
Exactly.
Right, that game is the shit, okay?
That can take time.
Number 6, I have to say that this is up on the list, but I don't know if it should belong so high up on the list. It belongs high on my list. Street Fighter Alpha 3.
I give that.
Yeah, it's up there, huh, right? Deus Ex is number 7.
Never heard of it.
Deus Ex,
an insanely popular PC game, Number 8 they gave to Mario Kart Super Circuit. Oh, that's the Game Boy one.
Whoa.
Right?
Never played it.
I don't know, Mario.
Yeah, that's the Game Boy one. That's the Game Boy Advance one.
Never played it.
Mario Kart for the Nintendo 64 was pretty good. For the Super Nintendo is real good, too.
So
I don't know about Game Boy one. I got one. I got a copy from China. It's a Japanese version, so I'm going to check it out when I go home.
Why didn't you bring that up when we were talking about that earlier?
Yeah.
Or wait, we did? Maybe we I did. Said it, I think. Yeah. I don't remember you saying it. Number 9 they gave to Neverwinter Nights.
Never heard of it.
Oh, no.
See, I thought they should have gave it to Baldur's Gate 2.
Baldur's Gate or Diablo 1.
Now, see, fuck Diablo.
Diablo, what is that, a race car game?
No, it's a fucking like role-playing game where it's like nothing but pounding on your mouse to kill.
Same thing, Neverwinter Nights.
Really? No, this one's way hell more real. This is like a role-playing game. Diablo to me is more like an action game.
You just hit your pad a bunch of times?
Huh?
Just clicking on
you. Slashing. I mean, there's so many fucking enemies, but it sells a lot. I'll say that. Diablo sells a lot of copies. The number 10 game of all time they gave to Civilization 3.
Ooh, I don't know. The second one was a lot better.
Yeah, it was friggin' huge. And it's like, I want to know, where is, like, Warcraft 2 on this list?
How about Sims?
You know? Yeah, The Sims was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was incredible. Cool. I mean, obviously everybody's going to disagree with this list, right?
I'll be the first one you screw with.
Everybody's going to. It's just interesting to see what they think, and, you know, is based off of the top, you know, why they think. I mean, they have just like a little paragraph for each one, but there's no fucking way I'm just going to read all that. But let's take that versus the top 10 selling games of all time. This is actually a cool list here, because this is like real actual information here, not opinion, right?
Right.
Okay, the lists are actually 20 long, but I'm going to do the top 10 anyway. The number one most top 20 best-selling game of all time, Super Mario Brothers 1, the original one.
Yeah.
That's the shit, right?
That makes sense.
40 million copies.
Well, that worldwide? Was like the first real big, like, oh my god, a game.
Is that worldwide?
What?
Worldwide or just in the U.S.?
This is worldwide.
U-N-I-T-Y.
Yeah. 40 million copies.
That's not much, then.
That's a lot of fucking games. Think about the time, though. Think about the time. People weren't that into games.
1989, 90?
Yeah, 90? And they just came off of, like, Frogger and Pac-Man and the Atari and all that stuff. And games weren't that big. They weren't that great. Just around then, Mario Brothers brought it back.
That's right.
This is what just knocked people out of their fucking chair and said, oh my god, I can sit here all day.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2. Alright, number 2, they gave the Tetris. Okay,
that's a good
one. It deserves it, right?
Yeah.
32 million copies sold, and this is the Game Boy one, right, I guess. Number 3, Super Mario Brothers 3 on the Nintendo.
Wow.
That was a fat game, too. Because you remember they even had the movie, The Wizard?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I'd like to get, like, a DivX of that again or something, because they don't have, like, a DVD of it.
So.
I'd like to just watch it again, right? Now this says a lot about Nintendo. Listen to this fucking list of games. Number 4, Super Mario World. That was the one on the Super Nintendo, right?
That's right. Yeah.
That was an incredible game. Remember when Super Mario 3 came out? People were just blown away. I remember going to the store and selling out 50 bones for that, and I was just like, I gotta play this fucking game. And you can play it forever, too. You know, I mean, there's so many levels and shit and all that secret stuff.
The one for Super Nintendo is pretty fat, too.
That was number 4.
Right?
Come right up. I just said it.
If somebody's not listening.
Turn your brain on.
Put the bong down.
Right? Number
4. Sorry, my jet lag.
jet lag. You've been like back like two weeks ago?
Doesn't matter.
It's like, it's still hitting me.
Excuse for being retarded. Number 5. Super Mario Land. This was the original one on the Game Boy. Right? I didn't think it was that fun, but I still played it. I still bought it, right? They sold 14 million copies of that. Okay? Number 6. Any guesses?
Zelda.
You don't think it's another Mario game?
Cars? Mushroom Land.
No.
No?
Mario 64.
No way.
Now, what have we noticed here?
It's all Nintendo.
Fucking Mario, too, except for Tetris so far, right? And you know what, though? Think about it. They're fucking, like, this is it, though. These are the games that are making all the fucking money out there. 11 million copies of Super Mario 64. And that is hands down one of the best games of all time, right? Oh, speaking of, where's Doom on that list? Doom is not on the list of the of their games of all time. All
right.
Doom blows the shit out of like
so
Half-Life,
what the
or
fuck's
Halo.
Wrong with
if,
those people?
If somebody came out with, whether it be Xbox, PlayStation 2, whoever, they came out with a game just like that right there, except, you know, just
they
same
try.
Type of format, flat, yeah. Not like 3D or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
Would people buy it?
These days, I don't know. These
That's...
days, I think something like that you'd have to market on, like, the Game Boy Advance or something. You know, you'd have to market it on
Or on a cell phone.
Or on a cell phone, yeah. You know, I mean, there's lots of crazy games coming out on the cell
phone. Most of cell phone games are free anyway. You download
a lot of them. Are. Some of them cost, like, $5 forever or $5 for, like,
yeah.
a month or something. You can
keep
Whoa. Them, but they automatically remove themselves from your system and stuff. But it's not, you know, it's pretty cool. I mean, I'd like to play these old 2D games because that was something we were talking about last episode, too, was that there's not a need to bring a lot of these 2D games into the 3D world, but like if you do it right, look at Mario 64, top, you know, number 6 best selling game of all time, 11 million copies, and the game was phenomenal.
True.
You know, I mean, it was just fucking amazing. Number 7, here we go, The Sims.
That's about That's time.
One of the biggest sellers, right? 10 million copies. Number 8 was Super Mario Bros. 2.
Another
right?
one.
Yeah, that's 1, 2, and 3 from the Nintendo on there, right? And then the Game Boy one, the original one, and the one for the 64, right?
Yeah.
10 million copies of that. Number 9. This blows me away. This game just fucking came out a little bit ago. Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Wow.
PS2.
Whoa.
8.
Threw it on it already?
5 million copies already.
I had to run out and buy it.
Yeah.
I love violent people.
We've all got it.
Yeah.
It's just
I got
insane.
It.
I just loved riding that around that dirt bike. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huh?
Ramping
people. It's nice to be able to shoot people while you're moving now, too.
Yeah.
And number 10, I'm pretty disappointed in. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Ain't
oh,
gay.
8 million copies.
What the hell?
And they actually bumped that just above,
Nuts in your mouth?
If I run through them, 11 through 20, right? GoldenEye at 8 million, 12 is Donkey Kong Country, Super Nintendo at 8 million, Super Mario Kart made 13 at 8 million, Pokemon Red and Blue, Game Boy, 8 million, Half-Life,
That's
8
fine,
million,
dude.
PC.
That's fine,
That's the old soda. Number 16 was Tomb Raider 2 on the PlayStation, 8 million. Final Fantasy 7 came in number 17 at 7.8 million. Myst, 7 million, 18. Number 19 is Gran Turismo 3, 7 million copies PS2. And number 20, Dragon Warrior 7, PlayStation 2, 6 million copies. Now, the thing
Dragon
about,
Warrior 7?
Yeah,
What's
yeah.
That?
We don't have them over here. It's just like the Final Fantasies we didn't
that
have before.
Sucks.
Yeah, I know.
I get them so fast.
See, there's motivation to learn Japanese right there. All us lazy bastards.
Yeah, we'll take Japanese next semester.
Just to play the fucking game.
Oh,
we
know. Well, fuck play games. Go pick up Japanese chicks.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah. Almost. Oh, never mind.
I was rolling down the street in my Impala.
Your future wife better not hear that. All right.
Anyways.
Damn it. All right. Anyway. The point of this, though, is just like, okay, now these games on the list are the top 20 best games of all time, which we read off 10.
Yeah.
We might not agree with a lot, but you know what? There are some solid games. I mean, Street Fighter Alpha 3 is probably the best fighting game I've ever played. It's you know, one of the best, right?
But is Mortal Kombat even on there?
Mortal Kombat is not on there, but Mortal Kombat, I don't like Mortal Kombat at all.
Well,
but,
Killer Instinct 2.
Killer
that
Instinct Gold for the 64 was the
is that
bomb.
Killer Instinct the one with all the weird, like, animals and stuff fighting?
No, that was like Primal Rage or something.
Primal Rage. I used to be that monkey that would fart. Oh, yak on somebody.
I sure hope we get a new fucking Killer Instincts for this Xbox. Now that Microsoft has got a huge stake in Rare, dude, they need to pump out the fucking kick-ass games. They need to give us live support with a new Killer Instinct X or something.
And a cool chick.
God, that is something. No, Orchid is their cool chick, dude. Oh, that's who I play. They better not remove her if they make that
64
game.
64-hit combo?
Dude, you could do, like, the ultra ones that would kill you in one thing. It was, like, 99 hits or something. It was so
what,
right
in the nuts?
Bad.
I wasn't hard either. Huh,
could you imagine if you hit a dude in the jewels and he dropped him and he did this one right there? And he grabbed him, ripped him out, held him up, dropped him on the ground, kicked him around?
Yeah, but see, you can get that in your games. You know, I mean, they won't put that shit in a game. As funny as it may sound.
They should have a dot section for our games.
You know
like
what? If
a
they
naughty
did have
time?
An adult section, they just, it would create,
we
like,
better cover it.
I bet you will sell more copies.
Oh, hell, yeah.
Look at crap like BMX XXX.
Yeah, but that was dumb.
Yeah, that
most
game
of them games that try to have, like, this really crazy adult theme are pretty fucking lame.
That's a thing, though. I mean, the gameplay is about gameplay.
Well, okay, now think about, like, if they made, like, a good idea would be, like, Grand Theft Auto. Like, a game like that.
Uh-huh.
Where
you can buy the stripper strip clubs.
Like, you can do that.
But you can go in and, like,
so you buy get more details, and when you're not just getting the cars and car pumping.
Yeah, yeah. See, that would be cool. Details. That, I think, would fly for, like, an adult game. But I don't think, you know, these other crap they got, like the Sperminator, where you fly coming around.
What?
You know, there's all kinds of fucking ghetto-ass games.
The Sperminator! Able to douche many of chicks.
Yeah, we remember the old days at EGA game or CGA game, strip poker.
Oh,
we used to play.
Yeah. What? See, like,
takes
like,
hours to beat it.
Those. They still make lots of those.
That was fun, though.
Strip poker kind?
Yeah, they're a stupid ass strip poker.
Yeah, but what's
up? It's a, it's, but you're playing because the game is still fun because people still play poker all the time, right? Poker's a good
game. No, I play just once a chick get all of her clothes off.
Well, that's why you play
is
that.
Is she Japanese?
Alright, let's go to the next point.
Alright, well, yeah, the thing of it is, though, like, you know, if you're looking for some games out there to play, take a good listen, I guess, again, to this list. You know, think about it. I mean, like, there's something to these Mario games that is, you know, ultra addictive. They've tried to mimic this with a bunch of stupid 3D crap, like, especially the PlayStation comes to mind. Look at stuff like Ratchet and Clank and all those fucking weird-ass games like that, right? They don't have what Mario 64 had, you know?
But, okay, so what was the name of this magazine again?
This was called GameState. I'm sure you punch it into Google and you'll find it and they can give it to you. Oh, GameState.net. Hey, look at that on the back page.
There you go.
Kick-ass. Not
so now you can get the list.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is your daddy?
You know what? They gave it to me for free. It just started showing up in the mail one day, so I was pretty happy about that. It's probably, maybe, I have a subscription to Game Developer, so maybe they probably just pulled my address and shit off of that. So.
Oh, when you're over at CompUSA today, did you get a chance to use my membership to get that nice little discount?
No, we didn't.
You
Speaking
don't.
Of which, when we were just at CompUSA,
uh-huh.
I broke down and bought a Game Boy Advance SP. I picked up
Golden Sun 2.
Golden Sun, The Lost Age. Zelda the Four Swords.
Okay.
And Lufia. So I'm fucking stoked, man. I'm all set for some nice old school RPG action now.
Did I open you up for that or what?
Yes, you did. That was perfect. Anyway. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about those Game Boy Advance games. I'll get to play that. And Wolf has got Zelda the Four Swords, and he bought Golden Sun today. So, and Lufia's the bomb. And now I gotta find Lunar. And we didn't find it anywhere we went today, but Lunar, the Silver Star Sword.
You gotta have it in the UB.
So, yeah, probably do. We should. It'll be
Electronics Boutique.
Yeah, maybe I'll order some. But anyway, I'm really looking forward to that. So I got some games to play on the road though when I'm out there, because I'm not gonna, you know, I'm gonna end up selling my PlayStation 2 and my Xbox and all that crap. I'm just gonna sell you. I'm gonna need the money. You know? Anyway, Nintendo has been really sucking lately though. Now check this out. They've got the top 20 selling, well, top like 8 of them or something. All wrapped up games of all time, best selling. So they made huge money. Somehow they're dropping the ball. They've got little problems with the GameCube right now. Not like issues with it, but like the selling. Like I think Sony's just killing them. Capcom, you know, they make Resident Evil and all of our fighting games that we like so much, right? They're thinking about not putting any more of the Resident Evils on the GameCube. And Resident Evil's a huge seller. You know, Resident Evil's like a big game. You know, people like to play that shit, and it does a lot of good.
They got a Resident Evil
that chick can like climb the wall and do the handstand and
all kinds of weird shit. And they're fighting zombies in that city.
Yeah,
and it's a new game, right?
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't see the movie, but the yearly profits are down 40%.
Oh no!
Right, for this is like all a thing, right? And this is it's the GameCube sales that are lagging.
40% is a lot. They're talking about billions.
That's yeah.
40% of
they are. That is
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Tons of money.
Now, isn't that Angelina Jolie that plays
a Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider.
That's a different one.
Yeah.
House of
Christ.
Eat it. You know what?
All right. Anyway, they've sold 4.4 million cubes, and they estimated they'd be selling 10 million though. I mean, they're fucking hurting.
Yeah.
And here's the thing now. I want a cube, but I'm leaving. You know? So I'm not going to mount a GameCube into the car or nothing.
You know how cool
maybe
it would
you
be
should.
To.
For somebody to, like, come along and make a really good Destruction Derby game? I mean, a really good detailed Destruction Derby game.
A good one?
A good one.
That'd be something.
Not a cheap-ass one, but a good one.
Yeah. Well, it might happen someday.
Like NASCAR is. With all the detail of making your car, creating a career.
Yeah, if they just, like, turned it around to
and
be a destruction.
Yeah,
inside,
and
yeah,
just made
be
it, you'd
tight.
Beat the hell out of each other.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be pretty cool.
I mean, damn.
I'm sure, I don't know, look around, maybe we might
that would throw a
like
cube
that.
Into it, I'll bet you. People would be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of things that Nintendo would need to do, but, like, I'm ready now. I'm sold, man. I want fucking Mario Kart. I want to play Zelda. Because
that shit's fun.
Right? Yeah, and plus, I like the idea of being that guy. That guy with all three systems, you know, like, when I was a kid, I was like, oh, man, I can't have a Nintendo and a Sega. Can't have a Super Nintendo and a Genesis. You just couldn't do it, you know. You couldn't have enough money to get all the systems. And when you did, it was usually because you sold your, don't do that again.
Did you blow on that dude?
Yeah, yeah, one of you guys did.
That wasn't me, man.
God, see, I gotta edit so fucking much with you guys.
Because he's always fucking around.
Him?
I wasn't doing nothing.
Fuck you.
That's an outtake. You keep that for the end of the season.
Okay. I don't have much battery here. I know. Okay, tough one.
Yeah, you don't. We're already about half. So, I'm watching it. Okay, so, on top of that, fucking Nintendo screwed. Yeah. The Game Boy Advance hardware and software have been doing really good, though. It's been selling a lot more. They say that's doing better than expected, but I don't think it's making up their 40% that they need, right?
No, no way.
Yeah, no, I know it's not. So, or they wouldn't be, you know, saying that they're down 40%, right? Interesting Sony news here for the PlayStation 2. In Japan, I don't know if they have plans at all to bring this to the U.S. or not. They probably will eventually, like everything else. They're upgrading the PlayStation 2s. They're giving them a little bit better hardware in their PS2s over there. They're giving the DVDs progressive scan, and what I was reading, it said recordable DVD playback, which is interesting because I know my PlayStation 2 plays DVD plus Rs. I was watching Lord of the Rings the other day, and it played just fine, and Hero played just fine, so I don't know if it doesn't, maybe on the Japanese one it doesn't. And check this out, this is awesome, a built-in receiver for a new remote control. That is awesome. Rather than having to buy one and take up a memory card slot, right? Or whatever the hell it takes. Yeah, memory card slot, right? Controller port, sorry.
Installing your memory card, too.
What?
Installs in your memory card.
What installs in your memory card?
The remote.
The fuck are you talking about?
For PlayStation 2?
What about it?
I thought you have to install on your memory card.
No.
You put in a memory card and you have to install it somehow. Put in the disk.
I didn't have to install shit.
Oh, I did.
No, you're I just plugged it right in. Bam.
No, shit, we must got different version. I got hell shit load of bottoms on mine.
Yeah, I got the real PlayStation 2 control.
Mine too.
I didn't have to do all that crazy. Anyway.
I'll show you.
So, that's really cool. They're going to have it built in though. So you won't have to take up a controller port, right? And, you know, maybe, please, God, if you're listening, and we know Sony's listening because they stole your idea for the little discs on the fucking handheld.
No way, are you serious?
Remember that episode we did a long time ago
where
he was thinking of the little DVDs or whatever? And yeah, they're doing it now. It's called the PlayStation PSP or PSP.
No way, dude. Seriously?
Yeah, we'll have to get details to talk about on the show. But anyway, please, God, give it a power button. Why? I want to turn my console off from a fucking remote control.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right.
An eject button and a power button.
Yeah, that would be nice. Because
then you can train your dog, man. You know, get that shit out.
Change the DVD.
Or if you're real good with, like, a dart and hook system, yank it out like that one dude, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Then you hear the power button.
Anyway, the other changes they're making, they're removing the FireWire port from it, which nobody fucking uses anyway, from what I can tell.
Okay, what's this FireWire that I've been
hearing
about?
It's just a core. Don't worry about it.
Looks cool on there.
Yeah, it looks great.
That's it?
It's something they use for transfer of stuff. Like you can network it, you can hook up your fucking video camera to it and dump it to your computer, all kinds of shit.
Okay.
And they're giving it a quieter fan, which doesn't really bother me because mine's pretty quiet.
I've never heard my Xbox.
Not your Xbox, PlayStation 2 we're talking about.
Oh.
Fucking Microsoft needs to take a fucking page from Sony's notebook or something.
Something.
Yeah. So, and that book we talked about a couple of months ago, Masters of Doom, should be out now. It's supposed to come out May 13th, and I totally spaced it out because I've been on slacker mode with no job and shit trying to get everything else together. So hopefully I'm picking that up today, and we'll be able to give you the first book review and probably the last you'll ever have. Even though I've read a lot of game books, it hasn't been recent.
Standing in line to get your food stamps is not slacking.
It's hard work, man. No, man, I've been down to the DMV so many fucking times. It's horrible. I'm sick and tired of it, dude. I had to take care of the car.
You should
I've done
do
like 4 days
get
in a row.
Unemployment.
The one here in Reno?
No, you can't get unemployment unless you get fired or
it's
something
like,
for a reason, dude.
They go, why do you want to file unemployment? Because I want to go on vacation.
Yeah, because I know.
They're going to be like, no.
God damn.
Get your ass back to work.
See, if I get unemployment, I move to China for half a year.
I'm
moving
to China. To do
That's what I'm talking about.
Microsoft is, they're at least doing something. We're getting a new Xbox Live. They're improving it for us a little bit. I guess they're giving us a better interface for it, and they are setting up so there's like a lobby kind of thing. Like when you hop on and there's like other people there and you can talk to all these people, more like, you know, like
chat
a glorified
room.
Chat room. But at least you could like meet people there to make challenges and shit with, you know, like some guy in there telling you that he's the best fucking...
Be like,
you know.
Ring it, soldier.
Exactly, right.
I got two horses.
That's a good idea.
But
everybody...
It.
Talk about nothing but games, you know. If you don't have Xbox, you just want to chat something else. You can chat with LOL or
this
something.
This damn
like
wolf over here keeps on jibber jabbing. I work for Strickland Propane
right.
And accessories. Come here, Bobby.
Another thing is there.
I'll spank you two times.
Alright. They're thinking about setting up like an online, like a more of like an online presence thing too, like where you know that if you're like on live or like your buddy signed on the live, like it tells you like on your instant messenger thing, like, you know, your buddy so and so.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh my god.
No, that is cool because that would know if you jack offs are playing.
And you could get on there and get your ass beat.
Yeah, I could hop on and we could all play, you know, because you won't always know. That's pretty cool. And they were talking too that it might like notify your cell phone and shit too if you wanted to. You could set it up.
Oh, that's cool.
It would tell you that, you know, hey, you know.
Like, watch fat. You got some bitches online.
Ass Monkey is online and wants to challenge you with some Street Fighter. You know what I mean? It would tell you. Alright, goddamn. Check this out. And, you know, another cool thing they're going to do, and I dig this idea because this is fucking awesome. I don't know how they would work it into other games, but for Project Gotham Racing 2, they're going to have it set up so that they will allow you to upload, like, your race. Like, your race to Xbox Live, and other people can race against your ghost.
Wrecker.
You know, remember, like, you know how they ghost your car?
Yeah, and you can
race against yourself for time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you could download other people's races and, like, go after the top guy,
how cool would that be, right?
Just set up a challenge for yourself.
You know? Yeah, you know, you download them there.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I
that's
like
really
idea.
Cool. That's, yeah, you see, that's a cool idea. I'm down for that. I like that. I'm really into that idea. Well, the main game we wanted to talk about this week was
Half-Life 2.
Half-Life 2, the game that everybody's talking about but us.
Hey, guess who's in there? Gordon Freeman.
Which you gotta have in there, though, right? You gotta have Gordon Freeman in there. And the best part about it comes out September 30th this year. A lot sooner than a lot of people were thinking it was going to come out.
Are they still working on it, huh?
I guess they're still...
Well, they got beta out on it.
Yeah, they probably have a lead, you know, an alpha or at least a beta out by now. You know, they're getting really close now anyway. It's only going to be about a couple
three or four months.
Yeah. About 4 months at the end. And it sounds awesome. And the screenshots were amazing. There's video of it, too, you can find online, too. They're stunning. It looks incredible. The level of detail in everything is fucking mind-blowing, dude. I mean, seriously, what did you read that you really wanted to point out, Wolf?
Oh, yeah, they are using the 3D engine called Source, right?
Yeah.
They did lots of improvement on the graphics and...
Tons. You remember you were telling me that you were reading stuff about their...
Oh, the most impressive is the look of a person's eyes.
Yeah.
You know, actually, you can see, you know, the person's focus at your face or it's focused at something behind you. You can tell the glare of their eyes and stuff
that's
like that.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's a little bit too detailed. It's kind of scary.
Yeah. You know what? In fact, as far as details go, they said it was going to have 5,000 polygons per model, right? Which is, it's up there, right? And they were using their bump mapping down, you know, like if they got, what the hell is that right here? Diffused and specular bump mapping, whatever the fuck that is. Apparently it makes, you know, makes it look more detailed than it really is, though, right? Which is really cool. I mean, they're so proud of their physics engine, which, you know, Havoc, the game tool thing for physics, they modified that, and they said it just is incredible now. And they've got a great particle system and a lighting system, and it's like they keep every article I'm reading on this game, they're so fucking proud of it. Nothing but good stuff. And, it's, you know, I'm sure it has a lot to do with the fact that Half-Life was so incredible, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a popular game.
I mean, I didn't like it that much. I know I'm going to get shit for that right here. Here come the emails.
Here comes Counter-Strike.
Yeah, Counter-Strike and shit. I don't know, man. It was okay. I played through it, and that was it. I mean, it wasn't special. I didn't even like the guns. And they're doing the same thing with the weapons, I guess. They're going to have, like, our real Earth weapons and stuff. They're going to have some, like, experimental guns. You know,
yeah, I heard the aliens. They're going to fight the aliens this time, you know. So,
they fought the aliens last time, too, but now some of them are on your side, though.
Yeah, this one's going to be more... Last time, it's like lots of huge monsters and stuff like that. This time, the new one's going to be more tech.
Oh.
Like, more AIs, a little bit more higher, I think.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's all going to be improved, but, I mean, like, the enemies are still going to be aliens and shit, right?
Aliens, but we use more... Nasty guns or got some fucked up armors, you know, some power armor you can even like break through and shit.
Yeah. It sounds really cool. I mean, one of the screenshots I saw, they had this thing called a Strider, which looks like a gigantic fucking spider that was crawling through a city and shit. I mean, I couldn't tell if it was an alien or like a mech though. Like, it kind of looked robotic from what I was looking at though. I couldn't quite make it out, but I mean, it was huge. It was like this gigantic creature and it wasn't like a boss or anything either. You know, I mean, the game is huge. They've been really proud of their outdoor environments and shit like that. And it sounds awesome. And you got a sidekick, like a person that helps you out, that chick. Alex Vance, right? I guess she's a non-playable character.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
too bad.
She just pretty, help you out.
Yeah, but it would have been pretty cool, though, to have, like, maybe you could go through, like, a different storyline or something, you know, or maybe even every so often, like, every four rounds of playing as the normal Gordon Freeman scientist guy, every so often, switch off. You know, right. have to do one of her missions or something. That'd be
true.
Bad.
Yeah.
You know, I think they really should have looked into doing that.
That'd really keep a lot of variety in the game.
Yeah, it would. Definitely.
You know? Definitely. It'd almost be like having two games in one.
Yeah, I mean, if they had enough levels in there, right? But
right.
Check it out. They said that there's going to be 12 chapters, and each one should take 3 to 4 hours each.
Whoa, lots of story.
Probably a lot of story.
Probably a lot of video.
They were, yeah, probably. Well, you know what? I guess they're not doing video. They're doing all that in-game engine stuff, and they're trying to make it like
kind of like, hey, how you doing?
You know, making it like seamless transition from when you're playing to when all of a sudden you're watching something that's scripted, and you won't even quite realize it because it's supposed to be so good. It sounds awesome, right? So that it sounds like it's gonna, you know, take up a lot of your time too. I mean, that's pretty good, you know. Really proud of their physics and the skeletal animations of their people and shit like that. I mean, I don't think we can go wrong with it. Like, okay, here's another thing. You ever play a game where like you're in a room full of crates and you can't get through? What do you have to do to get through like the room full of crates? You gotta like
shoot them,
right, and blow them away. You ever try to light them on fire?
No.
Well, what happens when you try to light them on fire?
Burn
yourself.
No, you end up burning yourself, right? And nothing happens to the wooden crates.
They don't go anywhere.
Yeah, you know, you got a flamethrower or like a napalm launcher, and you're sitting there just hosing this thing down, and nothing happens. It's like, you know,
they just blow up,
right? Even if they blow up, sometimes like they're like immune to fire.
Right, they don't
like
do nothing.
You got to bust out your hand weapon or something, right? This shit, they will catch on fire. They were saying that doors and shit, like if you can't get through a locked door, burn it down.
Whoa.
It's made of wood.
That's right? A lot easier. Makes it get a lot easier.
Awesome,
you don't have to
right?
run around looking for keys.
What game is this called again?
This is Half-Life 2.
Half-Life 2. Okay.
Yeah, it should be coming out really soon here. What did I say?
Yeah, September 30th.
Yeah. Is this going to be a PC game only? Or?
I think at first it's going to be PC only. I imagine they're going to bring other stuff later on.
Wow.
And it just sounds like they're really trying to do a lot for us. A lot of stuff that we wanted.
Yeah.
Do you remember, let me think of, I can't remember. There's a game I play where you can do this with a lot of stuff, but you can pick up almost anything and use it as like a shield or a weapon, like a chair, a box, a fucking metal grate, you know, whatever. You can pick stuff up and use it as a shield. It sounds really cool. They're going to have multiple ways to get past every obstacle, too.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah. And that, you know what, that seems to be like a big theme in a lot of games I notice. Like most of the stuff, they're starting to try to do that now. Like Deus Ex, where you didn't have to do things a certain way.
Right.
A lot of games they're ripping that idea off, which is a great idea.
Right, good idea.
Yeah, because it adds a little bit for us, you know. It just makes it a little bit more realistic, you know.
Keeps us playing it.
Definitely. So I think Half-Life 2, that's going to be a big game to check out. SOCOM 2.
Big disappointment as far as graphics look, for the most part.
Well, it's on the PlayStation 2, so mind you, we're not working with, like, fattest hardware here.
I know. Maybe that's just it, though. I hold the standard for games. But for the most part, it's basically like Ghost Recon, except they're making a big deal out of the AI moving after you shoot at them.
Which is interesting, because, you know, in the first one, the AI was pretty bad.
It was real bad?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. From everything I heard, it was pretty bad.
They would just stand
bad.
There. I mean, and that's what, I mean, whatever. But, you know, with Ghost Recon, those guys are moving even if you make a bunch of noise when you're running up on them. To me, it just seemed like PlayStation tried to come out with something that would compete with that, but either didn't spend enough time with the game or what, but they're trying to glorify stuff that should be just natural to the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, well, yeah, you would think they'd be running and trying to hide from them. I mean, obviously, they're shooting
exactly,
at them.
Exactly, right?
You know? I mean, seriously.
I think their big thing is because Sony doesn't have very many good, very many, period, at all, online games. And this is one of the few that they have.
So they probably had to spend quite a bit of their time on that online.
And I think it's, honest to God, like, it doesn't look that good. That doesn't sound impressive. I'd rather play Ghost Recon on the PC or the Xbox. And it almost sounds like we just got to get more games. Go, push it out, you know.
Right.
Something I think Sony's fucking, like, all about.
Getting games
you know?
Out
yeah.
there.
Yeah, quantity, not quality.
And that could be a big downer.
Definitely.
But at least, you know, when you go to the store, you've got a huge, huge selection of games.
Yeah.
You know?
When you see the Xbox lane, which is
and you're like... Okay.
Of these 20 games, which do I want?
Yeah,
you know what?
Exactly.
I'd rather spend $100 on a good game than spend $5 each on a shitty game.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, you know.
How are you supposed to know?
You know, exactly.
But thank you, Blockbuster, for having video games that you can rent for 5 days at a time. Gotta love that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We don't have anything up there where I'm at where, you know, where Wolf and I live, where you can rent games, so it really fucking sucks for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
You done with SOCOM?
I'm done with SOCOM. Yeah, I was disappointed. Anyway. It can get on its hands and knees. Tell me how much it loves me.
Okay. You know what? Not last show, not the old school one, but the one before that, I think, we were talking about, we had like a list of games for each, which was, I thought was great. I just didn't have a lot of time this week to put together like a list of games that were coming out for every system so that people could look forward to. But I remember I screwed the Xbox. I remember looking at all the games that were coming out for the Xbox, and they fucking suck. And I remember saying that. I was like, you know, fuck it. You know, it's not even worth it. But I come across two games now that sound awesome for the Xbox, and I'm really proud of this because, you know, I like the Xbox. I fucking, you know, I like the controller even. You know, I mean, the graphics are great. It's just such a good idea.
Oh, Page Break. Good idea. Playing against a guy that came over last night, playing him against NFL Fever 2003. One thing he did make a good point, and this was something Dreamcast had apparently, is when you were playing a football game, your plays were on like your controller and you couldn't see it on the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what's up with PlayStation? What's with the spot right there? Why don't they put that there?
I don't think there is. There's not like a spot for it. Like on
You know, the big fucking X in the middle of the controller.
On the Xbox, you mean?
Yeah, on the controller. Done that, that's what they should have done.
Do you know how expensive your controller would be? That would be like $50 for a controller. But
would
cool.
I buy it though? Yeah, exactly.
You would. I mean, that's like a cool
feature. My god, yeah. Okay, so back to what you're saying.
I love that about the Dreamcast though. What?
LCD in the middle of a...
Whatever. You know, like remember the virtual memory you used for the fucking Dreamcast that slid in and had a little screen on, dude, and you could pick your plays and shit and it gave you details and stuff.
Exactly.
Like in a role-playing game, you can keep an eye like on your inventory while you're playing. Rather than having to pull it up real quick and stop playing and look at your guy's stats, you could have it right there.
Right there
you
know, in front
you
of you.
Just glance down, you know? That would be awesome. Why don't we have more shit like that that we think is cool? But I do have a couple of Xbox games here. Now, I don't know if you guys have played this on the computer. You ever played Thief?
Yes. Never. No. But it's always rated mature.
I don't know. I think it's
It just
rated
doesn't
Thief.
Look good enough
yeah,
for me.
It's a first-person
first-person
shooter RPG.
Same idea as Grand Theft Auto, but no car?
No. It's back like a medieval age.
Yeah, right. And anyway, Thief 3 is coming out for the Xbox, right? And they've got all kinds of cool places, like cathedrals and graveyards and all kinds of, you know, crazy shit like that. Like, put yourself back in that time, right? And your guy... You're not even, like the cool stuff you have. You don't have, like, fucking weapons. You're not running around with, like, a fucking flamethrower, obviously, you know. And you don't have, like, 20 different swords and little, you know, primitive guns and shit.
Okay.
Your guy has, like, tools, like, items and shit that he uses to help him get to wherever he's going and complete whatever mission it is, right? Like a blackjack. He'll knock people out. You know, boom, carry their bodies away and shit, right? So he hides them so the other guards don't see him, right? Uh-huh. It's fucking awesome. It's all stealth. You know, like, the game is... designed around, like, being a thief. Like, you're all sneaky and shit, you know, you gotta get in and get out. Not just guns blazing, like, fucking everything else we play these days, right?
Not sure we throw.
You've got, like, rope arrows, you know, you shoot something, you can climb up and get to different locations. Water arrows to put out torches and shit. You've got a flash bomb to blind people and shit. And you gotta do some combat, so they give you a sword, right? I mean, it sounds fucking cool. The graphics are insane. It's an Xbox game, so we're getting top-notch graphics here. You know, it's paced a little bit slower than, you know, like Halo and shit. You're not out blowing shit up left and right like that.
Just sneak your own.
Yeah, you gotta really take your time. And, you know, that's kind of a turnoff for a lot of people. You're like, oh, I don't want to spend so much time. This game's too slow. But, I know, that's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like Splinter Cell. It's
totally.
You're sneaking around.
Yeah, you're sneaking around. It's all about the stealth and shit. It's fucking awesome. They've got, like, oh my god, and the shadows in this game. Like, it's all about fucking, like, seeing the guard standing behind the wall because there's a torch down further casting his shadow on the wall,
so
you know
cool.
He's there. You know what I mean? And, like, you have a shadow, and, like, a light meter, like, just, like when you're too far on the light, people can see you. You have, like, a little meter that tells it, kind of, you know, goes up and down, tells you what's up. Fucking awesome, man. So I'm really looking forward to Thief 3. Is that your cell phone going off?
Yeah, it's saying something. How it's got a itchy pudding thing. I had to slap it down one time.
What else have we got here? Oh, the other game I was really stoked about on the Xbox was Black 9. This is a game that takes place in the future, and I guess it's set up where, like, the government, or the planets are owned by, like, this governing body of, like, 9 different groups, and they're all, like, secret.
He's got his manhood in his hand right next to me, like, he wants me to...
We'll get out of here if we're gonna do that.
What the hell? I thought it was an egg roll. I was looking for a sweet sour sauce.
This game, it sounds really cool, though. Like, I was looking at it, it's all futuristic like that and stuff, and it's got this whole fucking creepy storyline, you know, and shit, and you got all these different factions that have, like, taken over and shit. There's 4 different characters you can play. They've all got stats, you know, like constitution and your strength and all that shit, dexterity, right? And your guys, of course, they've got, like, the big, slow, strong guy, the quick, chick that doesn't do a whole lot of damage. You know what I mean? Like, they have, like, your four generic style of guys, but you can, like, adjust your skills, and you get skills like hacking and shit, though.
Oh, that's right? Cool.
Yeah. And the thing of it is that the game, from what I was reading, it sounds like it changes the missions based on what your skills are, which is fucking cool, because, like, if your guy's, like, a crazy hacker, they're going to set you up on a mission where it's, like, all Matrix, you know, you got to, you know, bam, go here, there, the other thing, get into the mainframe,
exactly.
Spend 20 minutes on this thing, you know, that's fucking cool, I mean.
And then if you're a big beefy guy, they're just going to have you watch the door.
Yeah, mowing through dudes, you know, left and right. Yeah, it sounds like a really good idea. And I think there's supposed to be some kind of magic in it, too. From what, I don't know if it just said the word magic or if it was, like, meaning real magic. I couldn't quite gather that from the article, but it said there was magic, so I don't know what they're going to do for that. If it's going to be, like,
this is Black Nine, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Some weird nanotech bug thing makes magic, or maybe it's got real magic or something. I don't know. It sounded fucking awesome. They're going to try to work, I guess they don't know yet, about the multiplayer stuff. They're talking about doing, like, a cooperative thing, which would be awesome. Like, two players, split screen and shit, going through this game. Well, and a deathmatch style thing, of course. You know, you gotta have the deathmatch where you're out killing people.
Yeah.
And they're not sure about live support yet. So, for all Xbox owners, dude, those are something to look into, you know, because I'm fucking want both of those. I'd love the
heck yeah.
Definitely.
Most, for sure. So, we did see some movies this week, too. Why don't you lead off? Because I've been talking for so long.
I went to the movies with my old lady, and we watched a movie called Daddy Daycare with, you know, Eddie Murphy and some other dude from Mad TV and this one guy that's in a movie that I can't remember right now. But it's a good one. You'll know it when you see him. But anyway, it's a good movie about some guys who work for a pretty big company making cereal and basically
make
get
cereal.
Yeah, they make cereal and then they get canned and they figure, what the hell? If I gotta stay home, I might as well open a daycare and make some money. And they end up being fairly successful at it, and then they have, you know, some competition from a bigger, more private school, and, you know, without ruining the whole story for you, it's a good movie, for the kids. Just, yeah, damn, take them to the daytime shows, because at nighttime, I don't want to hear them damn kids up in the front making all kinds of noises, sitting next to me, talking all the damn time, not turning off their cell phones, even though at the first part of the movie they said to do it, basically.
Yeah. Like that.
And
hey,
don't...
That happens.
Can you hear me now?
That was my big problem when I went to the theater this week, too. I went Sunday, of all fucking days,
bad
to
day,
the goddamn
day.
Theater at fucking 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I need you, Loa.
Reno.
Son.
What a fucking bad move that was.
Big mistake.
But I got to see The Matrix Reloaded.
Woohoo! Now, I heard his acting sucked.
Keanu? It was alright. You know, I mean, it didn't stand out as anything that should be awarded or anything that should be, you know, totally slammed. I mean, it wasn't anything great, but, you know, I'm not too big on that shit anyway. But I tell you what, I was pretty disappointed in that movie.
Really?
You know, it was like, it was long enough. Like the time, it was about right. Like, it felt just about right. But it was only because the first, like, half hour, 45 minutes, hell sucked ass. I mean, it's like we've seen Neo fight before. We saw him fight in the first Matrix, right?
And Neo is,
That's Keanu, right?
Okay.
We don't need to see him fight, like, you know, 37,000 fights again, because we know he whoops ass, you know what I mean? Like, we know that he's the fucking man. Like, there was a couple fight scenes that totally weren't needed, and they had some cool ones, too, like way into the special effects. I mean, it was amazing, fucking mind-blowing, some of the shit they had to do to this fucking movie just to put it together. And, you know, there was, like, not a whole lot of plot in the beginning either. And to tell you the truth, the first time I saw it, I fell asleep.
Really?
Yep, halfway through. I made it through VCD1, and I passed out at the end of it. Just, bing, I was gone. It was so fucking boring, I took a nap after that. And then I had to go see the theater, because I was like, now I'm going to fall asleep trying to watch this shit at home again, right? So I went down to the theater, I watched it, and I was forced to stay awake, because there was, like, fucking 90 million people in that theater trying to watch the fucking Matrix. And I had, you know, I was up right in the front, too, like, fourth row from the front, neck craned all back, you know what I mean? Like, the comfort had nothing to do with it, because I zoned out once the movie got going, you know, and I was totally into it. And, I don't know, the first half, it was all right. The second half, though, all of a sudden, you get lots of plot progression and shit like that. You know, the fight scenes are really cool. I mean, all of a sudden, it doesn't just become like, oh, here comes Neo to beat some more ass. It becomes like a whole long thing where, like, oh, my God, these guys are going to get fucked up this time, or somebody's going to die or something, you know, right? And I don't know, it was okay after that. I mean, like, if you're even remotely like the first one, you have to see this one. You just do. I mean, it's a pretty good
movie. This is one of those movies that if you're going to watch two, you have to watch one.
Well, watch one first.
Okay.
Definitely. And, I mean, I'm sure, like, most everybody's seen the first one. The first Matrix was a fantastic movie, and this one just didn't live up to it. I'm really hoping they pull it out for the third, right? I mean,
they're going to do a third?
It's no secret. Everybody knows there's going to be a third. It's been said, you know, and done a long time ago.
Is Keanu going to kick it in?
He's going to be in it, you know? Yeah,
that's a good thing.
You know.
He's a Matrix guy.
He likes to back out of stuff.
So, man, well, I don't think he's going to back out of this. I mean, I don't think he's going to back out of this, though. Think about how much money the Matrix makes.
Oh, yeah.
True.
It's just huge. So, I don't know. It was a good movie, but I swear to God, it wasn't that good. Like,
is the last one going to be called Final Clip?
I don't know.
Or Reloaded Again. I think Final Clip would be a good one. Last Shell.
Last Shell.
Or
yeah.
Click.
Yeah. Oops.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I was pretty unimpressed, though, and it was weird because I went in there with kind of low expectations, too. I really just was like, well, we'll see what happens. And so, like, it brought me up a little bit from going into it thinking it's going to kind of suck but not be that great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but you got to see it. I mean, it's the main.
So X-Men 2 is better than
X-Men 2 is the fucking movie of the year.
Really?
I swear to God, dude, I cannot fucking wait to watch this movie again. I almost saw it again that day.
Is it that good?
It is that good. It is so much better than any fucking movie I've seen this year.
Wow.
It is amazing. I cannot fucking say enough about X-Men 2. It is amazing. I want to see it. I almost saw it again the day I was watching The Matrix down there. I fucking love that movie.
That good, huh?
It is
how
awesome.
Long?
I don't know, maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. Yeah, it was 2 hours. Yeah, that's right.
Sweet, so it's a little longer than the last one.
Yeah, the first one was great, too. I loved it. This one was so much better, even still.
Wow.
Which blew me away.
New characters?
Tons of new characters, dude. They showed all kinds of people, too, like Shadowcat and Pyro came out. I mean, he was in the first one, you know. But, like, you know, Iceman was in it a lot. And, like, all these guys that they had just a little bit before were in it a lot more. They had Colossus had a little bit in it and shit, you know, like... I mean, it was just, there's a lot of fucking people, and it's just awesome. It totally sets itself up for X-Men 3, too. Right?
Oh,
like,
boy.
Like, you know there's going to be a third one. And, frankly, I wish they'd make, like, a million of them, because they're so good. I swear to God, I loved it, you know. It was incredible. Definitely. So
far, it's worth buying.
Fucking A, because I own the first one, too, and it's like, man, I cannot wait to get this next one now. I cannot say enough. It was that good.
Damn.
Deathstrike was in. I mean, oh, God damn, it fucking kicked ass. And you know what? I hope next time, too, they have a whole bunch of more characters, too.
Yeah.
You know it will.
Keep them coming.
I'm sure, you know. And then we got the Hulk to look forward to and shit. And that Sinbad Disney one looks pretty good, too. Believe it or not.
Yeah,
Sinbad one looks really good.
Graphics looks great from a preview.
The art looked really good, yeah. Better than that, what was that one that with the fish, Finding Nemo? That doesn't look like something I'd want
to
watch.
Yeah, the girlfriend wants to see that.
Yeah, but you'll have to
I'm like, all right.
What else did they have? That Underworld looks pretty good, too. You know, these are all movies.
Oh, dude, there's this one. It's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah, the Disney one. Yeah, they're making a game.
That's a Disney one, dude?
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean's a fucking ride, dude.
I know that, but are you sure that's from Disney?
I'm positive.
That's some scary-looking shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's got Sean Penn in it. He's busting ass as a scary-ass pirate. I was like, oh my God, I got strung out. Arr! Oh, wait, no, he's a pirate.
that sounds pretty cool. I'll have to look into it a little bit more.
Yeah.
What else did we saw look like? The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Remember the one with Sean Connery where it's all the crazy shit? All right, well, go look it up because fucking Wolf can't remember a damn thing.
No, another one was Harrison Ford and that kid in the 40 Nights, 40 Days. Yeah.
I don't know what it was
that
called.
That one looks pretty funny.
I don't remember what it was called.
I saw a preview for Tomb Raider.
What is that, 20 Blocks from Compton?
Bad Boys 2 is coming out.
Really?
That looks pretty good. I really like that first one, dude. You know, same guys, Will Smith and
really?
Bad
Boys. They're actually going to stick
together?
Yeah, dude,
it's funny as hell looking, too. Even the preview kicked ass.
That's a plus.
And then, what was the hell? There was one more that I really thought looked... Oh, The Italian Job, the one with...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A fucking hero. What's that guy's name?
Norton?
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton.
Yeah.
The only person I've ever noticed he's a good actor. You know, I never pick up on that.
Well,
dude, watching,
his big thing...
Score.
Well, that's good, but his other good one is
Fight Club,
right?
That's the fucking Holy Bible.
American History X.
Yeah.
He plays a moron.
What's
that?
Score.
He plays as like a retard at first.
God damn.
Come on, man.
See how much editing I'm gonna have to do for this?
He's like.
What's the name of that shit?
Dude, I'm not bringing you no more Grape Poupon.
Alright, that's the end of episode 14.
That was quick.
That was real quick because it's kind of short.
What, is it really?
I thought that you guys fucked off a lot.
I don't know what happened. Basically, I was walking, right?
Brain shortage.
No.
Yeah.
It was all Wolf's fault.
Now you're the one fucking smack.
You know what?
Alright, we're done.
I've had it.